Pleased now to be joined by Jesse Smithy with Five Star Preps. Jesse, how are you?
Doing well, Jimmy. How about you?
We're doing fantastic. Are you excited about the prospects of us having high school football? Actually, less than a week from today.
It is. It all kicked off on Thursday night, Rivalry Thursday game between Halls and Gibbs, and what a great atmosphere that'll be. And I like that there's a big rivalry game like that to kind of kick it all off. I'm sure there's a lot of trepidation and some concerns and what it's all going to be like, and for those two communities to come together and start it all off for us, I couldn't have picked a better game.
Have you seen any concerns with some positives cropping up at high school football programs that could jeopardize them playing the first week of the season?
Yeah, I mean, it's already happened a little bit, right? I mean, you take a look at Greenville, and they're just now getting back onto the practice field after having to quarantine and shut down practices for a little over a week, and that forced them to have to cancel their first game with Powell. They just weren't going to have enough time to get ready, and now we're looking over into West Tennessee. It seems like some of the Jackson area schools have reverted back and shut it down, and they've had to cancel some of their games early in the season. There's been quarantines, I guess, up in Carter County, up in Upper East Tennessee, that cost some of our local teams opening week games with some of their opponents. So it's still not widespread, but it's just kind of sprinkling in here and there. And you have to wonder, once school gets in full session and it's all full steam ahead, how are the numbers going to look after 2 or 3 weeks? Are we going to be able to sustain a season? So everybody has their fingers crossed, Jimmy. We're all going to try to do our best, and I know schools are trying to do their best to prepare for game day and how they're going to handle stadium capacity and concessions and sidelines and do everything in their power to make it happen.
Jesse, we had a discussion yesterday about this, and I wanted to get your take on it. There are a number of college football teams that are looking at trying to play a spring schedule. So if you have a high school player that becomes a midterm enrollee, do you think he should be able to play at that college, or do you think that depends on whether the high school had a season? I'm not really in favor of it. In particular, if you've played a, 10, 12, 15-game high school schedule, then you become a midterm enrollee to go play in college. I don't like that idea. If you didn't have a high school season that was canceled by your state, that might be another option, another issue. But what are your thoughts on that?
It would have to be an extraordinary circumstance for a high school player to be a midterm enrollee, show up on campus, get acclimated to how they do things in college football, learn the playbook, and make it onto the field by whenever they would start, February, March, maybe. That would be an extraordinary accomplishment for a high school player to do that. I think that would put a lot of kids in jeopardy of possibly getting hurt or really setting their career back. The purpose of midterm enrollees is to get them on campus, get them familiar with college life, start building their bodies for the fall, learning the playbook. So there's a big learning curve that happens in the spring leading all the way up to college football in the fall. So you're talking about not a five-star, but somebody that would be a six-star having to go in there and just could play right away. And would they accept going in there and just doing special teams in their technically their freshman year? I don't think so. It would have to be an odd circumstance for that to happen.
Jesse, I think there's high school football that starts at least in some places around the country. Maybe you saw Utah where right. High school football starts tonight. How much are you or maybe anyone else kind of keeping an eye on how those games are able to be executed?
I think we're all just kind of looking to see what it looks like. Are they spreading their coaches' boxes out? Are they allowing to stretch the sidelines and get kids farther away? How are they doing things in their stadium? Are they making parents and families and kids up in the stands social distance? Are they making student sections spread apart or removing them and putting them in a different part of the stadium? And I think just all the stuff that happens on the periphery of the football game. The football game is going to look exactly the same. They're still going to line up and hit each other in the trenches and spread out wide and run the football and all that. But it's what happens outside of the line that I think piques everyone's interest.
So you've been able to see, you and your staff have been able to see practices and take some notes and stuff for 5starpreps.com. What are some observations you've had just from an overall sense and being able to see what practice looks like in that prep for the season starting next week?
I miss scrimmages. I've been to a couple of inter-squad scrimmages, and it's still not the same. I like to see how new quarterbacks handle themselves under duress, not when your teammates are rushing you and they're going to pull up. And I like to see what kind of real-time decisions these new quarterbacks are going to make. And that's what's going to be interesting to see these first one, two, or three weeks, is these newcomers at quarterback that we all think are going to succeed. Well, they haven't had their normal preparations. They haven't had their 7-on-7s, which lead into scrimmages against two or three other schools, and to make those mistakes and learn during the preseason so that when the regular season comes around, they don't make some of those some mistakes again. Oftentimes, newcomers will still repeat some mistakes. I think we all know that. But how much slack will these head coaches give some of these newcomers? Will they go to their backup when their projected starter starts to struggle a little bit? It's hard to say. So I think everybody understands that there's going to be a lot of rust in the first two or three weeks. But that's one of the things I've tried to gauge when I go to these practices that are replacing a new starter at quarterback. When such and such defensive end comes off the edge, what's he going to do? What kind of decisions is he going to make? And it's been hard to judge that.
What about participation numbers, Jesse? Are they much different than normal?
It doesn't look like it. I was out at Alcoa, and they're having an abnormal down year in terms of overall numbers, but I think that's probably just kind of an abnormality. I haven't heard of, well, we're down 15 players because their parents aren't allowing them to play because of COVID. I haven't heard that story from a coach yet. That doesn't mean it hasn't happened somewhere. I mean, we have 60-some-odd schools, and you know, I've maybe been to a dozen so far. So, but I haven't seen a extreme, I guess, limitation on numbers yet. If anything, I think people are still holding their kids out because of concussions and trying other sports, but I haven't seen any kind of ripple effect because of COVID when it comes to roster numbers. And I was out at South Doyle the other day, and they had a ton of kids out there. It was a huge roster. And I expect it to be the same at Maryville, who typically carries one of the larger rosters in the state. So I still haven't seen the ramifications of that yet.
Jesse Smithy of 5-Star Preps is our guest. Jesse, Tennessee gets a commit from the top-rated point guard in the country, Kennedy Chandler. What are your thoughts on Chandler?
Well, he was somebody that I was interested to see when Catholic played him in the state championship game. He didn't have a great game that day. So I'm trying my best not to judge him on one game because that's unfair to Kennedy Chandler. I've actually watched quite a bit of film on him leading up to that game and seen a lot of highlights afterwards. So his talent is unmistakable. You can't challenge that. And it's just another great point guard signee from Rick Barnes and that staff. Rick Barnes and Kim English were actually at that game in Nashville when Catholic beat Briarcrest in the state championship. I thought B.J. Edwards from Catholic outplayed him that day. I thought B.J. Edwards was the best player on the floor, really, when they played against IMG. So, but B.J. Edwards is in the class of 2022, and Kennedy's in 2021. So it's a big, big get for Rick Barnes, and if they can continue that momentum, you got Jaden Springer coming in, you got Kennedy Chandler coming in, and if they could possibly keep recruiting B.J., Edwards really, really hard and get him, man, what a hot streak of recruiting that would be. So I think Tennessee fans have every reason to be excited about Kennedy Chandler, but Tennessee needs to start having more success with five-star players. If you go back through the last couple of decades and look at some of the five-star players and McDonald's All-Americans that have come through here, has it been an overwhelming success story with all those guys? I would say majority of the time, no. So Tennessee needs to start having success with those five-star players to spurn more five-stars to come here and believe in that staff in this school.
What are your thoughts on Tennessee offering Catholic seven-footer Hanji Tamba?
Yeah, Tamba is a guy that I said on our site, there's no player in the Knoxville that improved more from his freshman season to his sophomore season last year than Hanjay Tambo. The guy's still new to the game. He's 7 foot. As a freshman, he was real passive, real soft around the rim. You could see his aggression level and his assertiveness starting to come forth. Vince got to see it a little bit in the IMG game. He started to kind of push himself and challenge himself a little bit against some of the nation's best players. I think another year of playing travel ball, what limited amount he got to do this summer, has helped him. He's starting to develop a little bit of a mid-range game, starting to dribble and handle the ball a little bit more. So he's still a project player. And I'm not saying by the time, if he does go to Tennessee, I'm not saying by the time he goes to Tennessee he'll be SEC ready to step in as a freshman, but he's a guy that has unlimited potential, and they're still tapping into that right now, and it's just fun to watch him grow and evolve.
What can folks find on Five Star Preps?
A lot. We are unveiling so much preview information right now. It's kind of making my head spin a little bit. We just posted the girls' soccer preview. The cross country is up. The golf is up. The volleyball is up. We're posting football previews every day. We'll have our top 10s and top 20s coming out for football, and our preseason all five-star preps team. So a lot to keep up with in the coming days as we count down 6 days left until the start of the season.
All right, look forward to it. Hey, Jesse, thank you for joining us. Always appreciate it. And looking forward to visiting with you again next week when we got high school football to talk about.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jesse. You too. That's Jesse Smithy with Five Star Prep.